And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Terry Tyson. Light rail is an anointed left-wing cause. It doesn't matter how much it costs or how few it serves. I would be remiss if I didn't weigh in on this pie-in-the-sky notion. Several local columnists have expressed opposition to the concept of this ultra-expensive use of our tax dollars. Why would anyone think light rail would work in the Chapel Hill area? The whole concept reminds me of the bridge to nowhere. Considering the exorbitant cost, light rail to Alston Avenue begs the question, how many people travel to Alston Avenue from Chapel Hill, and vice versa, even Central students? Surely that number doesn't come close to 14,000 as officials anticipate. Did someone close their eyes and point to a place on a map? Does this help anyone get to Raleigh or to the airport? The whole idea of light rail in our area falls into the category of truth is weirder than fiction. Our leaders and planners are spending $21 million to conduct an environmental study for a light rail system that will require $1.4 billion to build. Yes, you heard right. $1.4 billion to go from UNC Hospital to Alston Avenue. How do we come up with that kind of money? Well, some say half will be federal money with the rest from state funding and the half-cent sales tax that's already been approved by Orange and Durham County voters. Some experts believe our Triangle region lacks the required population, congestion, and riders. Critics say the money could be better used for local and regional bus rapid transit. My final word. Instead of light rail, the money would be better spent transporting each person individually to wherever they wish to go by luxury limousine. And while you're at it, throw in the best champagne money can buy to make their trip even more enjoyable. This is Terry Tyson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.